33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The NFL season is over. The NFL season has just started. Certainly seems like we're never completely without football. That's something Darren Roberts knows better than most. He's the founding director of the Center for Sports Leadership and Innovation at the University of Texas at Austin, not to mention a former NFL and college football coach himself. Welcome back, Darren. Good to see you, sir.
Dave, always great to be on.
The Super Bowl happened about a month ago, but there is somehow more NFL news to talk about. You just got back from Indianapolis, where you were at the NFL Draft Combine, I understand.
Yes.
For the uninitiated, what's the Cliff Notes version of what the Draft Combine is?
So the Combine brings in really the upper crust of the draft eligible players. Mm-hmm. And there are a series of workouts from the 40-yard dash to the cone drill, the vertical leap. And it is a way for scouts and coaches of the 32 NFL teams mm-hmm. to take some time to evaluate the talent that's coming up for the next draft.
I understand this is the first year the NFL has actually broadcast these drills in primetime.
Yes.
First of all, I'm a little surprised that there'd be an audience for something like this. I mean, people lifting weights and running the 40-yard dash and that kind of thing. But does it change? Do you think that it changes the nature of the event in any substantial way?
The NFL has always had this uncanny ability to monetize every single aspect of the business. And so when I coached, it was a sleepy event, and you may turn on the TV to watch a player from your college run the 40-yard dash. Now it's in prime time. And I think what you're going to see is that the NFL will start to mandate that all 32 teams attend the combine. This year, the Los Angeles Rams and the Denver Broncos sent limited staff members mm-hmm. because in reality, you have all of the digital footage from everything that happens in Indianapolis.
So you can watch it in your own free time if you wanted to.
Absolutely. Every team will get full downloads of all of the workouts that took place. But this is an opportunity for the NFL to monetize this interest that has been generated around college players who are about to hit the NFL scene.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, off the field, NFL owners and the players union are negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement. A recent version of the deal included a bump in pay for the players in exchange for adding a 17th regular season game. What do you think the players make of all this?
You know, this is the same play as it is with the combine. The owners want to squeeze as much value as they can out of a regular season. And so the proposal now is one in which, you know, currently you have 4 preseason games, mm-hmm. 16 regular season games.
Yeah.
The owners want to carve out one of those preseason games, go down to 3,
okay,
and then increase the regular season games.
I see.
Up
okay.
to 17.
Okay, so they're not extending the season or anything. Yeah.
Exactly. But from a player perspective, the one thing that you know is that there is a very different speed and aggression between a preseason and a regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
So to add another game is going to create tremendous physical toll. I mean, this is not a slight move. And so this is why you saw the executive committee from the NFLPA vote 6-5 to not recommend that Ooh. This go towards the full player body.
Mm-hmm.
This could be something that could force sort of an extended lockout if there isn't some negotiation that takes place.
I have to say, it's kind of remarkable that the season's been over for almost a month and basketball and hockey are in full swing. Baseball is about to start, but we're still talking about the NFL, right?
Yes.
I guess that's the league's goal, right? I mean, they want to own the calendar.
They do. And, you know, the NFL has weathered quite a storm. If you look at the last decade, the Ray Rice episode, Colin Kaepernick, you know, there were many who thought that basketball may take over that number one spot, but revenue has continued to go up and to the right. And for some reason, America and the globe just can't get enough of the National Football League.
Is this ultimately healthy for the league, or does it need to now start thinking about rolling it back, dialing it back a bit?
We're in an interesting time because you're seeing healthy players retire early.
Hmm.
The Gronkowskis, Kuechly with the Panthers. I think that you're going to, and we talked about this 17, you know, the proposal to move to 17 games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the NFL leadership has to be very careful about the way that it approaches these negotiations with players, because I think a lot of players are saying, hey, listen, I'm going to give you 5 to 6 years of my body and time, effort and toil.
Mm-hmm.
You've got concussions and injuries that are impacting their long-term security. And it could be a time in which you may see, you're seeing football participation go down across the country. So, you know, it's up and to the right now in terms of interest, but I would not be surprised if we see some dip, if this, especially over this collective bargaining agreement, if we can't come to a good resolution.
Darren Roberts is the founding director of the Center for Sports Leadership and Innovation at the University of Texas at Austin. Darren, good to see you again, sir. Thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you.